The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Daf Samaches. The Gemara tells us that I'm in Beis and Machlekes between Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua. Rav Elezer says that the proper way of making yomtiv is en leiladim biyomtiv ela oyoichol v'shoyso yoyishu v'shoynim. Either he's sameach l'fnei Hashem v'achilo shtiyah, or he's yoyishu v'shoynim. You're either in the Beis Medrash or you're eating a suda. There's no room for a combination of both as a celebration of yomtiv. Rav Yeshua oimer chelkeu chetziv la'achilo shtiyah v'chetziv l'beis hamedrash. Half the day one celebrates by engaging in spiritual pursuits and davening and learning, and half the day one engages in simchas yomtiv by doing what? By eating and drinking some simcha l'fnei Hashem. And this is the way we pass on like Rav Yeshua. We don't say kula l'Hashem kula l'chem, which Rav Elezer holds, if you're chatzi l'Hashem chatzi l'chem, you're nishnei nishneher. Rav Yeshua holds that chatzi, the right blend, is chatzi l'Hashem chatzi l'chem. It's Hashem in a later share. We'll explain a more profounder way of looking at the Machlokes of Elezer and Rav Yeshua. The Gemara says l'maaseh that there are 3 days that hakol moedim debi'inon lochem. Ba'atzeres kuli alma moedim debi'inon lochem. The Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef told his b'nei mishpachtoi when it came Shavuos, Yilav Hayoyme, to bring him to make a special feast. Yilav Hayoyme, the Hayoyme kogorim, kama Yosef ika b'shuki. Rabbi Yosef said the Simcha of Shavuos is the Simcha of bringing Torah down, transforming with Torah, transforming a person into, like Rashi says, Lamadti Torah v'nisramamti, taking a boss of Adam and turning him into somebody who's capable of touching Shemayim. A human being who learns Torah, the Chazanish says, is Nire b'levush Adam, aval hu be'emes malach alekim. A person who learns Torah the way Torah is supposed to be learned. I was so fortunate to see a few people like that. But the Mitzvah of Torah is a bringing of Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, and therefore, HaKol Moedim B'Tzeres Bina Lachem, we have to connect with it in a physical level in order to emphasize this point that the Tachlis of Torah, the Tachlis, the Yomtiv of Shavuos, is to bring the Olam Haba, the Torah, into our physical Mitzvahs. The other 2 days of the year where there's a HaKol Moedim Bina Lachem is Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat that everybody's moided to, even Rabbi Elezer holds. There's a mitzvah to eat, there's a chiyuv to eat, and also on Purim. Now there's a basic chakira, the whole idea of this eating and drinking to be mekayim simchas yomtiv, sudas yomtiv, is the eating and drinking itself a maisa mitzvah, like eating matzah on Leil Pesach. There's a mitzvah of eating a sudah, washing and sitting down to eat a sudah on yomtiv. Is a mitzvah. Well, the mitzvah is that the day should have a tzura of a day of feasting, a day of simcha l'fnei Hashem, and the means to achieve that status of simcha l'fnei Hashem is by being kaveh sudas yamtiv. But not that the sudas yamtiv is in itself a mitzvah. Not that the achila is in itself a mitzvah. It's possible that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's the difference really between all yom tov and between these 3 specific days. All Yom Tov, the mitzvah is to be b'simcha. The simcha l'fnei Hashem is a connecting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, being sameach to have a relationship with Him. Each Yom Tov with its relationship. Therefore, there's a combination, Rabbi Shua Pasul, Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lochem, and the Chatzil Hashem, there's a mighty mitzvah of learning to be true, but the learning that one does in Yom Tov is a learning that's supposed to bring one to a state of simcha. This is a special mitzvah of learning in Yoni Yomtiv, especially in Yoni Agoda, which bring a person to a heightened awareness of what the Yomtiv is supposed to be. So too, as soon as Yomtiv, sitting and eating special foods, singing, bringing the atmosphere of the Yomtiv into one's family, into one's home, into one's sense of self, is the mitzvah. The Suda is the means towards an end. Mashenken on these 3 days, it's not just that there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on Purim, or on Shavuos, or on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah to eat. The Torah said there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The same way there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat on Purim also. There's a mitzvah to eat. It's not just that the eating is the means towards Simcha, but the eating itself is the Maisa mitzvah. We'll get back to this Chakira a little bit later. There's a very interesting discussion with Kiveger in the very first Tshuva of Kiveger, famous classical piece of Kiveger, where he says Lahalocha that women that forget Yalav Yovei and Yom Tov don't have to go back and bench. We know Lahalocha is gepasht in Shulchan Aruch that if somebody is benching and he forgets Ritzei, or he forgets Yalav Yovei on Yom Tov, Lahalocha is that he has to go back and bench. Why? Because since there's a Chiyuv Suda, there's a Chiyuv to be Kaveh Suda Alapas, since there's a Chiyuv to eat, the Rishonim explained that Chiyuv to eat says that Yalav Yovei, the Askora of benching, is an integral part of the day, and the Askora of benching will be a Mechayev, a Makiv in the benching itself. L'moshel, on Rosh Chodesh, where there's no Chiyuv Gomer, it's a mitzvah, but there's no Chiyuv Gomer to eat a Suda, and the halacha is that if a person on Rosh Chodesh forgets to say Yalav Yovei, he does not go back. By Shemana Esrei he will, but by benching he won't. Why? Because since there's no Chiyuv Suda, then the Yalav Yovei is not inherent in the benching. He's not Mechuyiv to bench because he's not Mechuyiv to wash. But on Yom Tov he's Mechuyiv to wash, if he's Mechuyiv to wash, he's Mechuyiv to bench. So that means that on this day there's a Chiyuv of benching because of the Yom Tov. Yalav Yovei becomes an integral part of benching. If he forgets the Yalav Yovei, if he forgets to mention the Yoim, he has to go back and bench. What happens if Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos? That's a famous machlokes. We'll leave it at that. Do we say that the benching of Shabbos now has a Shabbostic character? And even the Askar of Yalav Yovei, which normally would not be Makav, he would not have to go back. Does he now have to? Or do we say no? He has to go back for Ritzei. He doesn't have to go back for Yalav Yovei. Says the Eliger of Kiveger in Tshuva Aleph. Kiveger tells us that the din, the chiyuv to bench, the chivash, that is only incumbent on men, not on women. Since mitzvah being kaveh suda on Yom Tov is a mitzvah aseh shazman grom, women are potter from all mitzvahs aseh shazman grom. So he says if a woman forgets benching, except for, he says, the first night of Pesach, where there's a chiv on women to eat matzah, because a chiv to eat a kazayis matzah, the same way men are mechiv to eat a kazayis matzah, then, since they're mechiv in the suda, because in order to eat a kazayis pass, you have to wash, then they'll have to bench, and the Yalav Yovei will be makiv, every other Yom Tov not. As I stated in Kiveger, a lot of Achroinim argue on this with Kiveger. Kiveger, in a postscript to Tshuva Aleph, goes back to this discussion, and he says, let's try to discuss what Noshim are mechuyivin on Yom Tov, and what Noshim are not. L'moshim. Is there a mitzvah simchas Yom Tov incumbent on women? Yes. How do we know? Because the din of Avelus, which is bottle, if somebody, is sitting Shiva, the Avelus becomes bottle on Yom Tov, because the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. What about women? Do they sit Shiva Yom Tov? No. The issue to be maspid is true even of women. The acts which would be mevatel Simchas Yom Tov, the chiyuv to keep a tzura of Simchas Yom Tov on women is for sure midaraisa, Kuvega says, and that's why there's an Isser Hesped, and there's an Isser Avelus, it's mafsik the Avelus. However, he says the maisa of eating a suda is not mishum simchas Yom Tov, it's mishum oinig Yom Tov. Besides for the atmosphere of the day being a mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov, the eating, the being kaveh suda, we saw, well, Mir Tzashem discussed in a later shiur, Dafayin Aleph, the mitzvah of achilas basar v'yayin and Yom Tov, adding to the atmosphere of simchas Yom Tov. Over there, the eating is just a hechetimt, it's just a means to foster the atmosphere of Simchas Yom Tov. What we're talking about is a distinct mitzvah of being kaveh suda on path. That mitzvah, Reb Kiveger says, is mishum oinig Yom Tov. Oinig Shabbos v'oinig Yom Tov. Shabbos they're mechuyiv because they're mechuyiv in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. Women are mechuyiv in Kiddush, women are mechuyiv in Abdullah. So women be mechuyiv also in Suda Shabbos. But Yom Tov, which does not have the klal ha-kolelas that women are mechuyiv in all mitzvahs in Yom Tov, so the halacha will be they're mechuyiv in Simcha, they're not mechuyiv in Oinig. This is what Reb Kiveger says. Reb Kiveger adds to this point by pointing out that the Isser Hesped V'Tainis is brought in the Rambam in Hilchus Yom Tov in the Shulchan Aruch for 7 days of Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov all 7 days. Women are certainly mechuyev in that, and they are also behesped the avelus. But the mitzvah of oinig Yom Tov is only on Yom Tov proper, not on Chol HaMoed. He says, therefore, the halacha is on Chol HaMoed. We pass in Shulchan Aruch, then Chol HaMoed as well. If one forgets the Alveil, one does not have to go back. Because Chol HaMoed only has a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, not a mitzvah of oinig Yom Tov. The mitzvah of eating is Suda on Yom Tov, and therefore the Yalviyavi being ma'akev in the benching is only a din in a chiv suda of oinig Yom Tov, not a din of Simchas Yom Tov. Even though l'mashul the din of achilas batzav yayin and ksus nikiyo, which is the tzura of Yom Tov, that one is supposed to wear fresh clothing on Chol HaMoed, one's not supposed to walk around and wear clothing on Chol HaMoed, and there's a mitzvah to eat in a more festive fashion, achilas batzav yayin, if one is able to. Those halachas are taken again on Chol HaMoed, because that's part of Simchas Yom Tov, of fostering the atmosphere of Simchas Yom Tov, not the specific act of Oinig Yom Tov of eating. So we started with the Chakira, that maybe eating the Suda Yom Tov is not a Maisa Mitzvah. All it is a way of fostering the atmosphere of Simchas Yom Tov. And that, like we said, that's the atmosphere is fostered by Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lochem. But now we're saying from Kiveiger that the Simchas Yom Tov, the atmosphere that's created by Bosa V'yayin and Ksus Nekir, that Chatzil Hashem V'chatzil Lochem is certainly incumbent on Oshem also, but there's a separate mitzvah of eating the Seudah, of being Kiveiger on Pas. One could theoretically eat a very festive meal. One could go out to a pizza store and have a festive meal and treat the family out. One doesn't have to wash, but the specific being kaveh suda, the act of eating a suda on Yom Tov, that's a din in oinig Yom Tov, not a din in Simchas Yom Tov. Women are not mechuyev in that. Ad kan divrei Reb Kiveiger. Says Reb Kiveiger also that women are potter from the chiyuv of chatzal Hashem chatzal Hashem. They're certainly not mechuyev in liman haTorah. Women are potter from liman haTorah, so they don't have the din of fostering the atmosphere with the chatzal Hashem. The chatzal Hashem chelik, they'll have. Reb Kiveiger points out that even without this, that the women are part of Talmud Torah, there is no chiv on them to do acts of fostering the atmosphere of Yom Tov. What the women are mechuyev to do is to be moineya from that which takes away from Simchas Yom Tov. Moed Yitzchak Lamashul, that the simcha which is incumbent on a person to buy Pots of Yayin, Ksus Nekiyah, whatever is necessary to create a Yom Tov atmosphere, it says, Begodim Tzavoinim, for women, is only incumbent on the men. We'll discuss them in Tzashem, the Shem, Dafawa, Ayin Aleph, which is maybe would only be a Mechuyiv on the men to be Mesamech the Noshim. Is it a Chiv, a Noshim proper? Kivega says no. The Shatzion, in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed, Oiz Dalet, on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, brings that the Shem Mikroi Kodesh of Chol HaMoed, like we said, for 7 days, is certainly an Isser of Hesped, of Tainis, of Avelus. Why? Because all these things take away from the Yom Tov atmosphere, and that Noshim and Anoshim are Shava. Even if women are not Mechuyiv to do a specific act of Achilas Bas V'yayin, or Bizman Abin Migdash to bring a carbon, but certainly to take away from the festive atmosphere of Yom Tov, women are awesome. He says that this is the pasuk calls for 7 days. The Yom Tov is called Mikroi Kodesh. And Chazal is clear. Chazal Dashna Mikroi Kodesh means that for all 7 days, like we said, there's a chiyuv of upgrading one's standard of eating a Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed one doesn't eat on the go. One sits down, even if one has to go to work, there's a davar ovid, there's something necessary to do. One davens in a more dignified fashion. One eats in a more dignified fashion. One dresses in a more dignified fashion on Chol HaMoed. What do I mean in a more dignified fashion? The Mishnah Berurah says that even though it's clear in Chazal that Mikroi Kodesh, which is mentioned, B'yachas also to Chol HaMoed, not just the Yom Tov, is Mechayev Ksus who passed Nekiyah. He says that the Chiyuv of Chol HaMoed is certainly not Mechayev, the Mishnah Berurah says, to literally wear Yom Tov and to eat Mamish HaSudas Yom Tov. It's Mechayev Yoyser, he says, Yoyser Mechubid Michoel. Doesn't explain exactly how much. The point is that there's no act specifically that one is mechuyev to do on Chol HaMoed, but one is mechuyev to show that Chol HaMoed is a different day. These are days of Kodesh, these are days that are not part of the rest of the year. If somebody keeps his regular Seder Hayoyim, B'cholamoyim, that's a violation. He keeps the regular clothing, the regular food, the regular going to work on Cholamoyim that he does the rest of the year. That's a violation of Cholamoyim. That means that he's not celebrating Cholamoyim as B'kroi Kodesh. But even if one has to go to work, but if there's a certain Mikroi Kodesh, a certain Roimus, a certain special atmosphere which he imbues every part of his day with, then that's a kimu mikroi kodesh. Again, kol echod lefi yicholtoi vidargosoi. Somebody has to go to work. It's interesting, it's been proposed that in the discussion on Chol HaMoed, whether we wear tefillin or not, that if somebody has to go to work on Chol HaMoed, he should wear tefillin, because then he's not Yom Tivdik. It's possible that if he still commemorates the mikroi kodesh, and he still treats the day in a different fashion, then that itself would say his davening is less hurried. There's a halal, there's a musaf, there's a kriyas haTorah. If everything in his day has a tzura of Yom Tivdik, even if he has to do a davar olvid, he has to go to work for a bunch of hours, but still that would be enough to render the day Yom Tivdik, then he wouldn't put on tefillin, if that's his shita. Just pointing that out. The Beis Yosef actually brings one shita, the Tanya Rabotzi, that holds that even on Chol HaMoed, it will be like Yom Tiv, that you go back on the Alev Yovei. The Tashbetz holds that way. What do they hold? They hold that the Mikroi Kodesh that's mentioned in conjunction with Chol HaMoed renders it like Yom Tiv. The Shaila is that they hold that this Mamash Achiyuv of being Kevei Suda all 7 days of Chol HaMoed like Yom Tiv. Can you read it? Yeah. They hold that the Tashbetz and the Tanya Rabasi hold it as a mitzvah all 7 days. There might be extra mitzvahs on Yom Tiv, but as far as the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tiv is concerned, and I believe that according to the Tanya Rabasi and the Tashbetz, there's no makor that there's a mitzvah of Oynig Yom Tiv on Chol HaMoed. So l'chayru, what that would say is that the Mikroi Kodesh, the Shechiv Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem of 7 days, they understand that includes Chiv Suda, not like Rib Kivager. Meaning to say Rib Kivager, that separates the Chiv of eating Suda as a function of the Sudas Yom Tiv is a function of Oynig Yom Tiv, not a function of Simchas Yom Tiv, whereas all 7 days women are also Mukhiv in Simchas Yom Tiv. If they hold that it's Ma'ak of all 7 days Yalav Yavin, that means that they hold that the Chiv Suda all 7 days is a function of Simchas Yom Tiv. Because there's no Makor that there's a Chiv of Oynig Yom Tiv all 7 days. L'chayre would be a Raya, now like Rebbe Kivager. But again, we don't pass like this Shita. We pass that you do not go back in Yalav Yavin on Chol HaMoed, which means that Rebbe Kivager might be right. At least Rebbe Kivager has a right to be mechadish that the difference between 7 days and between Yom Tiv is that Yom Tiv is the chiv of eating Yom Tiv, and the chiv of Simcha does not include a chiv of eating a Suda. There's one last point we'll mention. The famous piece of Chuvah Chassam Sofer in Arachayim Kuf Samaches, where the Chassam Sofer says that if there's somebody, we're talking about people that were known to fast a lot, for them, on their tremendous spiritual level, it's more of an oinig for them to fast than to eat. The eating, which brought them back into Olam Hazeh, was a mysterious nefesh for them. They would eat whatever they had to eat. They would eat kazayis of matzah on Pesach. But eating was a bigger, whatever that means. We don't understand people that are more malachim than human beings. Now, if these people are on the Madrega that eating is more of a, fasting is more of an eating than eating, then for them that's where they make the mitzvah of Shabbos, because Shabbos is a mitzvah of eating. Mashengen the Chassam Sofer says in Yom Tov is a chiv of Simcha. Simcha is mechayiv eating. On Simcha one would be not allowed to fast, because even if there's a kiyum of eating, if that's what a person wants to do more, but a kiyum of Simcha there certainly not isn't by fasting. What's the point? The point is that the Darka Moshe, the Siman Tov Kuf Chof Tes, says that if there's somebody who's fasting on Yom Tov, if there's somebody who's fasting on Yom Tov, he says, then the person has to sit and learn the whole day because it's Kulei Lashem. The Achrayim say, based on the Chassam Sofer, that if his fasting is a kium of Lochem, because that gives him an almost physical pleasure from the mitzvahs of his fasting, then that's his kim of Kulei Lachem. He doesn't have to learn the whole day to be Mekayim the Kulei Lachem. So this is really not negated to us. But the point that is negated to us is this idea of the Simchas Yomtiv, the Oinig Yomtiv, the halacha, of course, the halacha, why is the dispute between Kuvega and other Achrayim? We've heard a Raya maybe that some Rishonim certainly don't hold the from Kuvega, that Nashim have a mitzvah of Oinig Yomtiv, mitzvah Simchas Yomtiv, that Bibuchuiv and the Sudan Yomtiv. We've heard a Raya from some Rishonim that there is certainly room to understand that the mitzvah of 7 days, which is includes Chol HaMoed, would be the makor of eating a Suda, in which case it would be a Chiyu, even on Chol HaMoed, even though we don't pass in that way, but the point is made by those Rishonim, we pass in that there's no Chiyu to eat a Suda for 7 days. The Chiyu that there is incumbent on a person with Chol HaMoed is the Chiyu, like the Mishnah Berurah says, to Yoyse Binoye, a atmosphere of Yom Tiv than during the week, than during regular days, and that would certainly be incumbent, and the Isser, the Surim of Avelus and Hesped, and Tainis, that would certainly be incumbent on everybody, Hein Noshim, Hein Anoshim, all 7 days of Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.